We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, they're not doing so great either, frankly, and in some ways they're worse off than the millennials. I mean, number one, they've got more credit card debt than anyone, and we're talking about a lot more, right? The ages 45 to 54, square in the Gen X, $9,000 in credit card debt on average. People under 35 only have about $5,800, so there is a huge discrepancy there, and you know that's expensive debt.
Of course it is, but what does that mean as far as real expenses if you have that kind of debt over $9,000?
Well, right. I mean, that just compounds onto all the other things that you're buying. They also have the highest debt load, overall debt load of any generation, right? So it's not just credit card debt. It's also total debt with all things included. I mean, they've got $152,000 versus only about $82,000 for the under 35. So, I mean, that's quite a significant monthly payment on all of that.
Are the Gen Xers just thinking they have more disposable income than they really have?
Well, I mean, part of it is that a lot of them have children, so there's a lot more expenses. So it's not just that they're like, oh, I'm going out to dinner a lot, although there is something to that because they are the generation that spends more annually on restaurant food and beverages, lottery tickets, all the kind of extra stuff than any other generation. So there is some of that, but also they have, you know, mortgage, kids, all that stuff too.
They're also getting closer towards the years when they need to have money saved up for retirement as well.
This is not looking good. This is maybe the most disturbing of all, right? Gen X and millennials have about the same amount saved for retirement, about $35,000. That is far, far, far too low for somebody in Gen X. You know, they're just not going to quite make it where they need to be.
What's a better math score for figuring out where you need to be for your retirement?
Fidelity recommends that by age 40, you have three times your salary saved for retirement. So you can imagine $35,000 for Gen X isn't even close to that, right? There's different measures, but that one I like. It's simple to remember.
And you're also talking about six figures as far as the overall debt load. We were talking originally about what they had in credit card debt, et cetera, but that's just a drop in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, $150,000+ in overall debt for Gen X, only $82,000 for the under 35 set. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at a lot of debt.
Advice for those people in the Gen X, the 45 to 55, is it too late?
Well, no, it's not too late. And you just got to slash those extra expenses. And look, I know it's hard with kids and a mortgage and all that, but you got to slash that down. Cut your debt, especially high interest debt like credit card debt, as much as you can, and max out that 401k.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.